it really does a good job of identifying holes, like in their planning, like, you know, where's your life insurance? Well, I left that job and I never bought any, right? Well, that's a hole, right? You're going to see right on your asset map, there's nothing on that section, right? There's nothing there to protect your family.
Welcome to the Retirement Cafe with certified financial planners, Dan Reese and Brent Oliver. At our cafe, we believe your retirement plan should be life-giving and custom-made, just like a hot cup of coffee. Here in mid-Michigan, with an office in Jackson, the Retirement Cafe is open for business.
Glad to have you on the Retirement Cafe. I am Ben George, along with Dan Reese and Brent Oliver. They're certified financial planners at Avery Wealth, and you can find them online at averywealth.com. Guys, how's it going?
Great. Real good.
Good to talk to you today. I'm looking forward to today's conversation, and it's all about learning visually. A picture is worth a thousand words with your money. I mean, we've heard the expression before, maybe never applied it to our finances, but I like this approach to it because a lot of people do learn visually, right?
Oh, yeah, I think for sure. I mean, I know I'm a visual learner.
Yeah, me too. I have to be able to see it to really learn it.
Yeah.
Well, research shows that a lot of people do learn that way, and they understand the concepts better when they can see them in a visual format versus other ways. So today, Dan and Brent are going to break that down for us and discuss some of the tools that they use to actually present their information visually to their clients. And we'll have a little sample online with the show notes, so you can find that afterwards at averywealth.com. Plus, we put all the podcasts there. And if you haven't subscribed to the show, please do so on whatever podcasting app you choose to use, whatever you prefer to listen on. You'll find the show there, and you won't miss out on a single episode. So let's jump into our conversation today. First of all, again, I really like this idea, and this it's really interesting to kind of think about your money visually. How did you guys come across this idea that, hey, maybe it's more positive for our clients if we present things to them in a visual manner?
Yeah, I think, I mean, we had some education classes. We always are doing continuing education in many different ways. Part of this being a certified financial planner, but part of it's just to continue learning. So we think it's really important. But we were introduced to this idea of mind mapping. I don't know if you've ever heard that term, Ben, but mind mapping, and you can do a Google search and there's all kinds of stuff out there, but it's kind of research was done years ago about how the human mind like learns and builds patterns as it learns. So mind mapping just is using that concept of using branches and like organizing information in ways that, you know, with things that go together. And so we started doing some of that just with like our client profiles, like, you know, we'd learn about them and things that were important to them and their family and all kinds of things. We started using this mind mapping tool for us too, to learn about them, but also to show it back to them and say, is this accurate? And we got some really good responses, didn't we?
Yeah. I mean, I think for us, we had great responses because it really helped us be able to remember things,
right?
You know, and helped us understand and not miss things that we were looking for with particular families.
Yeah.
But then as we started to show it to them, it's really helpful and easy for them to, you know, fill in any gaps or anything like that on areas that we might not have remembered.
Yeah. And I mean, and they were like, oh, this is cool. Like, because most people haven't really seen mind maps. I mean, it's used in all kinds of educational settings. Like I showed it to my kids to be like, hey, if you're trying to learn something like science or whatever, this is a great way to organize data. And it really does work. So that's kind of how we initially were turned on to this idea of visually presenting information to people.
Very good. I think about traditional financial documents like balance sheets and income statements. We get these all the time. I think a lot of times we don't pay attention to them and just kind of stash them away or we throw them away. Why are these so difficult for many families to use and just keep updated?
Well, I think it's, if you're not used to looking at those every day, you don't even know what to look for. So I think, you know, certainly all of our clients could, if we go through those and explain what they're looking at, they understand it, right? But it's, you ever put something up on the screen? I know I have, and I'm sure you have, Dan, and you know what you're looking at, and you're trying to illustrate that to somebody else, and their eyes are just jumping all over the screen. Yeah. Like, what am I looking for? That help me find something here that makes sense.
Yeah.
Right. And that's kind of what I think you get when you put a balance sheet or an income statement up on the screen. It just doesn't really register initially.
Right. Right. And I think a lot of it is just the world we live in today. We are just bombarded with information Like, I mean, it's just nonstop. And if you look at just trends in learning and people I just talk to, you know, they tend to like videos better. They like bulleted lists of things that are simple, because like Brent was saying, when you have all this stuff thrown at you at once that's not organized in an easy way, it's overwhelming.
Yeah.
And maybe that's changed again due to the environment that we're in now. But, you know, we feel like for traditional financial documents just don't work real well from our experience, like people, you know, trying to stay up to date with them and understanding what they have by looking at those.
So one of the tools that you guys use is called an asset map, and use it to organize your clients' financial data. Talk to me a little bit about what you like about that and how it works, how it maps out the family's financial information.
Yeah, so Asset Map, they've been around a few years, and there was a group of guys, financial planners, that kind of took this concept of mind mapping and applied it to finances specifically. And it's pretty amazing what they created, I mean, I think, from a standpoint of easy to understand, right?
Yeah, because it gives you a one-page picture of your entire situation. So hopefully some of you are downloading, but it just has the couple, if it's a married couple or if it's an individual. It puts them in the center of the page, and then a branch off of the husband or the wife identifies their income, mm-hmm. the assets that they have, and things like that. And then it groups it all together, too.
Yeah, it's incredible, because you start looking at the thing that I like so much about it is it's like Brent was saying, it sections off areas of like information. So like, for example, like there's an area on the map for insurance. You know, do you have life insurance or disability or long-term care? What's that look like? There's an area for income, right?
Yep.
There's an area, and you know, people think just earn income, but no, what about rental income or like different thing, other ways that you earn income? There's the area for actual accounts that are just in one person's name, which traditionally are retirement accounts and things like that. Yep. It lists out debt. So like if you have debt, you know, like maybe you have a student loan that exists out there, or debt on your home or a car, and it's all has its place on there, and it applies to each person, and then things that you own jointly, there's a separate area for that. And so it really does a great job of like laying it all out there so that people can look at it and be like, oh, you know, I see that it's all right. You know, it's right there.
Right.
So,
yeah. And so it'll total up all of those things. I mean, and if there's debts, so you brought up like a residence or mortgage. So if you have your residence, you have your value of that, then you have how much debt you still have remaining on that.
Yeah.
And so it's all tied together in a really simplistic way that when people look at it, they're just like, oh, that's me. That's my financial situation. Yeah. It's all organized in one place.
Yeah. A couple other things that I really like about an asset map is that it shows things that haven't happened yet, and they kind of gray them out. But it shows, like, for example, hey, you're going to get Social Security, and at 67, the projected amount is this much. So it's kind of like, oh, yeah, I know here I'm going to be getting that down the road. Or, you know, maybe you've got some other expense or something that's down the road, whatever it might be. It's there for people to see, even though it's really not something you're realizing right now. And I think that's super powerful, because it really helps drive discussions, you know, of where things are going. And probably my favorite thing, and we've talked about this a lot, so when you look at an asset map, there's all these boxes of all these different things and resources that a family has. Well, when you click onto it, one of the things it lets us do is make notes, right?
Yeah.
And so this is fantastic for anyone, because it really allows you to like make notes. Like, I'll take a simple example. Let's say Brent's got a 401k at work. He can make a note on that specific resource that says, I'm contributing, you know, $19,500 or whatever right. It is, plus my employees matching this much. So it's not only a way to get organized, but it's also a way to put all those special kind of reminders and notes of how you're using it, right,
Brent? Right, right. So, or if you're maxing your Roths or whatever is the case, yeah, we can note it there. It's there. We know what you're doing. And how that's going to help you improve your situation.
Yeah, and I mean, this applies even to people. Like, we have examples where maybe families have some kids that have some longer-term special needs that they want to make comments on. This is what they'd like to do. So it kind of drives everything. You've got notes on everything. Everything's there. It just really is really helpful. The other little thing that I think is great is, like, and we'll talk a little more about estate planning, but how it you list beneficiaries and everything.
Yes. Yeah. Or like a great example, another thing that's, and it means something to a lot of people, is you can put your kids on there. And so if you're contributing to a 529, how much that's worth, how much you're contributing to that. All those types of things are really, really helpful. Grandchildren, you can put your attorneys in there.
Yeah.
Your CPA. So we know everybody that you're working with. It's very easy to see all the things that are important to you.
Yeah, it's really cool to be able to basically put it down to a single page. But I think the real message behind here is that there's all this other data that's there too. So you get that top level visual, but if you need to, you can drill down into other things. And there are traditional reports too, and we'll put that out there with it, that you can kind of see, like, as you enter all this data, you can still see a traditional balance sheet. Yeah. And you can see like a beneficiary report and all those different things. So there are, like, for the people that want to see it in that format as well. But we find most people love that one pager and they're like, man, this is great, right? See everything right there.
So it really just organizes everything in a way that's just clear to identify and find what you need pretty quickly.
Yes, absolutely. Right. And it's good for both. It's not just good for the client.
Right.
It's really good for us too.
That's a good point. So once you get their financial data all mapped out in this asset map, how do you actually use this and apply it towards planning?
Oh, this is like a game changer with planning.
Yeah. Because first of all, you're identifying if you've missed anything. Mm-hmm. So you present this, or if it's somebody you've been working with for a long time, hey, what has changed in any of these areas, you know? And so it opens up conversation and make sure that nothing is being missed in their overall plan.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the things we do, and I mean, this is kind of there's a lot of money transfer right now as older people pass away, you know, money passing to kids and things. We even have, like, we'll put a grayed out box, meaning it's not there yet, but like, hey, you know, I'm probably going to get this inheritance. And so how does that play into your plan? Like, what do you use it for? Or I'll give you another example. Like, we might have a box that says, hey, help for my parents with long-term care, kind of the opposite, where I need to help my parents. Maybe they don't have the financial resources, and so that's part of their map because it's something that's there. So we can put all these other types of things there too to help really identify discussions around these different issues that they're dealing with, which I think is really, really helpful as you're working with a client.
Yeah, and to be able to see the inputs that are going into your financial plan in one section. So in some of the other softwares, it's not as easy to say, hey, here's the variables that we're inputting in. But with this, it summarizes everything. Here's what we're projecting your need is. Here's the resources that you have, both in your assets or Social Security or pensions or those other things. These are the inputs, and here's the savings that you're doing. Here's what you're going to be taking out.
Yeah.
It makes it easier for them to look at it and know that the inputs are what they truly are.
Yeah, absolutely. I think a couple other notes on it is where we see it is really helpful with financial planning is, number one, it's just great organization.
Yes.
Like, the biggest thing most people need is a better way to organize data that they understand and they can feel comfortable with. But it really does a good job of identifying holes, like in their planning, like, where's your life insurance? Well, I left that job and I never bought any, right? Well, that's a hole, right? You're going to see right on your asset map, there's nothing on that section, right? There's nothing there to protect your family. Even like account titles, like, people, sometimes you think that's really simple, but that can create major problems.
Yeah.
Like, an account's titled incorrectly. Beneficiaries are not correct. What if they just have old accounts, Brent?
Yeah, well, you might have accounts all over the place, right, that aren't really all together working for a common goal. So you've got things all over the place. It can help really, you know, we talk a lot about taxes on this, but it can help identify tax issues that are either current or coming down the road.
Right.
You know, so like, if somebody's just only saved to pre-tax accounts, for example, well, that we know that that's probably going to create an issue if they're a good saver down the road.
Yeah.
And it's easily identified on the asset map.
Yeah. Or even like, how much are you saving to the 401k or how are you saving money? So it's just endless. It really opens up great conversations. But at the end of the day, it really lets families kind of take ownership and really understand how complex or simple their situation is in a visible way that allows them, I think, just to feel more comfortable with, you know, where they're at.
Yeah.
Could you use this also with estate planning as well?
I think it's one of the best, and that wasn't the intent, I don't think, necessarily to have it for estate planning, but I think one of the challenges that many people have with estate planning is that an attorney can only work with what information they have.
Yeah.
So if you say, hey, you need to go do your estate planning, they're going to go to the estate planner, and their chance of writing everything down that they have is probably not great. Right.
Right. Right. But taking in a document that we know everything is filled in is a great thing to hand to an attorney. Hey, you know, here's my whole situation, and it's all right on one page.
Yeah, and you can print the beneficiary report, the balance sheet, along with the actual map, and you take that in, and all your insurance information, like all your, you know, it's all listed. I mean, what it does is it puts you in such a better position to have a good estate plan versus like, oh, I forgot about that, or, you know, those types of things, which happens to everybody. I'm not picking on anybody, because right. That happens to everybody. And then the other thing that I think it's so helpful with estate planning is, you know, I've got like an asset map for myself. And so my wife and I are going on a little weekend away, and, you know, our kids are home and our oldest is 19. Well, what did I do? I gave that to him and I said, hey, Jack, here's all our stuff, yeah. Right? So he understood where everything is. If anything, you know, God forbid, happened to us, it's an easy document for him to be able to know, hey, here's where everything is. He doesn't have to understand everything, because, you know, there'd be people that could help right. him. But the fact is, there's nothing missing. And I think that's super, super important.
Well, we talked about quite a bit today over the course of this entire episode and got a better understanding of why a picture actually is worth 1,000 words in financial planning. And so as we close out this episode, can you summarize the value of using these tools for us once again, and, you know, the asset map itself?
Yeah, I think first of all, like we said, a picture's worth 1,000 words. And I don't know whoever created that saying. I don't know exactly who's credited with that, but it's so true, because I again think it's just a more comfortable way for the human mind to like absorb information.
I know if you add the words "with your money" to the end of that, a picture is worth 1,000 words with your money. I think Dan Reese is the one who's credited with
yeah,
that.
Right. So I win. Write it down. But like, you know, the thing is that tools like mind mapping and asset maps and all those different more visual tools, it's just like a simpler, but in many ways more powerful way to lay out finances and things you want to learn and understand better. And so it's how our minds work. It's how our minds process information. So if you can figure out tools that work in concert with the way your mind already works, I think it's really, really powerful, right? And like we talked about, like once it's laid out that way, the whole financial planning process, it's just easier, right?
Oh, for sure, because we don't have to spend all the time explaining a balance sheet or an income statement. It's a very easy to understand document that summarizes their situation, so we can get on to the real issues facing the client instead of setting it up, making sure that we have everything right.
Yeah, I think it's funny. I just want to mention on that, because like if you said to someone, and this again is just like how the human mind works, hey, has anything changed in your life? Unless it was something major, right. They would be like, no, nothing really changed. Yeah. But if you handed them something that said, hey, this is how things were 3 months ago, are they the same? Yeah. Or, no, that's different. You know, like, because it triggers things, right? So that's why that's such a positive thing, is having these types of things. And I think, again, like we talked about, doing things this way is really helpful for estate planning and making things easier for others left behind if something happens to you. And I just say, hey, take a look at it and see what you think. We'd love to hear your feedback on the stuff. You know, it's really, we find it really interesting. You may not. Like, you may be like, this isn't helpful. But I think it is. You think
yeah.
it is, too.
Yeah.
So that's what we got there, Ben.
Well, I mean, it's just like building a plan, right? I mean, you build a plan specific to the needs of your clients. It's just like, I guess, the way you work with them, right? Some people you'll work with them visually like this, and others work a different way, and you'll find where that happy spot is and make it work for them. But for anybody that wants to see this asset map report, we're going to include a sample of that again within these show notes, that you can download it and kind of get an idea of what it looks like, and maybe listen back to the episode again and kind of look through it as you're listening and maybe get a better picture altogether. But if you want to ask Dan or Brent any questions about this, how they use it, how it can be applied to yourself, your situation, feel free to get in touch. You can go to averywealth.com. That's where the show notes will be with the download. Or you can call Avery Wealth directly at 517-783-1695. I'm very curious to see what my asset map would look like now that you guys have me thinking about it. So I might have to dive into that.
Yeah, it's funny. I like, just to kind of finalize it, one of the things that's interesting when you do a picture like that, and I forgot to mention earlier, but people get invested where they're like, I don't want to miss anything. Like, yeah, and right. So it's more of a game, which is fun, because it really creates like a fun way to build out your overall financial profile. So anyway.
Becomes like a puzzle, right?
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
That's very cool. All right. Well, we appreciate you listening to this episode of the Retirement Cafe. We'll close it out on that note, but please subscribe, follow the show wherever you listen, and you won't miss a single episode. We got plenty more coming your way. Dan and Brent, thanks as always.
Yep. Have a great week.
Information is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified professional before taking any action. Avery Wealth Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm.